Pope Francis decries scourge of female genital mutilation. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 6, 2022. Rome, Italy, Pope Francis called attention to the twin evils of human trafficking and female genital mutilation Sunday, urging the international community to act decisively to eradicate them. Today is the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation, the Pope told the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly Angelus address. Approximately 3 million girls undergo this operation every year, often in conditions that are very dangerous to their health. This practice, unfortunately widespread in various regions of the world, demeans the dignity of women and gravely undermines their physical integrity, the pontiff added. Francis also noted that next Tuesday marks the World Day of Prayer and Reflection Against Human Trafficking, on the feast day of Saint Josephine Bakita, a Sudanese slave who became a religious sister. This is a deep wound, inflicted by the shameful pursuit of economic interests without any respect for the human person, he declared. So many girls, we see them on the streets, who are not free, are slaves of traffickers, who send them to work and, if they do not bring the money, beat them. This is happening in our cities today. Let us really think about it, he urged. Faced with these scourges of humanity, Francis concluded. I express my sorrow and I urge all those with responsibility to act decisively to prevent both exploitation and the humiliating practices that afflict women and girls in particular. Before ending his appeal, the Pope also recalled that Italy celebrates the Day for Life Sunday, with the theme Protect Every Life. This appeal is valid for everyone, especially for the most vulnerable categories. The elderly, the sick, and even children who are prevented from being born, he stated. I join the Italian bishops in promoting the culture of life as a response to the logic of rejection and to the demographic decline. Every life must be preserved, always, he said. Follow at Williams Rome.